The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
It is National Corn on the Cob Day.
I can't do that right now, really. I mean, maybe I can now. Right when I broke this thing, corn on the cob was served to me, and I was like,
Can you grab a poker? You're going to need a big fat one.
They have it taken off the cob.
Like a child?
I was so horrible. I wanted to cry.
Corn off my cob.
This is sad. Can you cut my steak and take the corn? I ate like a little child.
It's funny to wake up after surgery and be like, shoot me straight, Doc. Will I ever eat corn on the cob again? Or will I have to have a cob?
It's touch and go right now. It's touch and go right now.
I have to have a cob? Will I always have to have somebody butter knife it off the cob? I just want honesty.
For a little while, yeah.
No!
For a little while, yeah.
This is madness!
You're going to have someone cut your steak.
God damn it, no! Just give me some fentanyl or something.
You just have to hope to God someone doesn't leave you.
What if I'm alone? And all I have is corn on the cob. How am I to cob it?
You won't be able to. You'll starve to death. You're going to starve unless you just eat like a common dog.
You're going to need to get me in the psychiatry wing right away.
You don't think of those things, though.
No, you don't.
Those silly things. But I might be able to now. So maybe I'll try it.
You'll never eat corn on the cob again. What will I do?
I love corn on the cob.
I don't like it out of a can.
Thinking of breaking my wrist. Just to be able to be like, I'd love to come to your summer barbecue, but I broke my wrist. I can't eat corn on the cob anymore.
I'm out of the cob game.
It just makes me sad.
I'm going to stay home.
I'm going to just stay home.
The cobs tend to trigger my depression.
Post-traumatic cob stress.
Oh, man. Oh, Lisa, I hope you don't suffer from cob depression.
Yeah. I did last week.
You should give it another whirl on the cob, see if it works out for you. So it puts too much pressure on your broken wrist.
Well, yeah, I couldn't lift anything really when I first broke it.
Oh. The quality of life's not real high when somebody's slicing the corn off the cob for you.
It's so sad.
Is there any, I hate to even think about it. Is there any like a way to eat a corn on the cob when you only got like one arm? Like a one-arm guy?
I think you could just hold it with one arm and just grab it. If you shove one of those sticks just in the bottom and just kind of...
Like a popsicle.
I feel like I could one-hand it.
Yeah.
Three people show up to Lisa with a pamphlet and they're like, we're here to talk to you about one-hand cob eating.
She has to go to cob eating physiotherapy.
They give her a little pamphlet. She's like, okay, so now I'm going to have to eat it with just one hand. I guess I'll have to relearn everything.
Yes. I didn't think of the one hand. I couldn't do it like that.
One hand cob. I mean, it gets messy.
It's messy.
It gets messy, but, you know. What options do you have? I just can't imagine.
I'd love like a little like scene of Lisa doing her best.
Physical therapy,
coming back from everything. And
like, you can do it.
They put this in the corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Like physical therapy.
I can't cob it. Little by little, each week.
I cannot cob.
She's trying to stick the little poker in the side.
Oh, God.
And then it ends with her just going to town on that stuff.
She's corn everywhere. Tons of corn in her teeth.
You did it.
Oh, yeah.
You did it one-handed.
the celebration
at the top of a summer park hill with just tons of corn in her teeth. And a corn on the cob in both hands.
Why is corn on the cob so much better than other corn?
I find it better.
Because
it's fresh from the cob.
I guess that's it.
It was just alive.
Yeah.
It was just alive.
It was just alive.
It was recently like slaughtered.
Shoot me straight, Doc.
You're looking at 8 weeks.
No.
No cob.
But it's July.
No cutting your own steak.
Oh, God.
No cutting your own chicken.
Oh, my God.
Any two-handed thing, you're basically
helpless.
What about pulled pork?
Don't even dream of it.
Oh! A politician in Taiwan who made a bet that a mayor candidate wouldn't get more than 400,000 votes. He lost the bet. His punishment was that he would have to break 53 chopsticks in his ass.
That's a hell of a bet.
I would do it.
You win?
He did it. Here's a little video of this here.
Oh, my.
Cat with hands.
He's doing it, you guys.
It's a man in a shirt.
Yeah.
It's just, I guess he had a thong on. Oh, wow. It does get more graphic later. Okay.
Is he breaking them with just his cheeks?
With just his cheeks. He has to place them between.
Oh. Oh, and then he pulls up.
Oh,
he wedges himself.
Oh, my God. Describe this. Describe what
okay.
he's doing here.
I'll let James describe.
All right, so he's got a man thong on.
Yeah.
He's taking the chopsticks and he's sliding it like through. He's like threading the chopstick through his man thong.
The back of his man thong.
Yeah, through the back, like all up against his butt. And then he flexes his glutes.
Yeah.
And he pulls up on the man thong string and he cracks it like you're like, hi-ya! Karate chopping through like the flaming boards and the brakes.
Yeah.
But he's doing it with his butt cheeks with the assistance of the man thong.
Are you impressed by his talent?
I mean, it's okay.
It's okay.
Could you do this, James?
Oh, absolutely.
You could break chopsticks with your butt cheeks, you believe?
100%.
Okay. If I had chopsticks right now.
I know, me too. Damn, we could.
We could do it tomorrow. I got some chopsticks, or I can go to the grocery store where they have the little thing here, and I can acquire some chopsticks. And I can bring my man thong in tomorrow, and we can try
it. Well, I want to put this to the test, because I think it's harder than you think.
How many did he
53.
Do?
53.
Do you think that's the record for chopsticks broken by an ass?
Ass smashed?
I don't know. I've never really done any research.
Is there a Guinness record for that? Probably not.
I feel like we should document James getting the world record.
I feel like it could rip your ass to shreds.
That's a lot of chopsticks.
They splinter when you break them.
Yeah. High risk for a
you can splinter right up your beehole.
Yeah. Can I be honest of how I would do it if I were you?
Yeah. I would take some advice.
I would have one man thong on.
Yes.
Then I would put another one on.
Oh, so you have like a
little bit of barrier so that you don't get splinters.
I could be breaking the Guinness World Record rules, but
I don't know.
Let's take a look at how he does it again here.
Now he does several at the same time.
This time he's doing two at a time.
If I had still had parties, I would invite him.
That's a crazy guy to have the party. Like, everybody gather around. He's going to break chopsticks with his ass.
You're not going
to
believe this. You're not going to believe Lisa's party last night.
Lisa's got the craziest parties going down. Last night I watched a Japanese man smash 56 chopsticks in his ass.
Oh my God, there's so much wrong with that guy on the left. That guy on the left has got a lot of stuff.
He said, Mori, Mori.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he's like an Asian nerd. Oh, how many is he going here, James? Look at this. He's got like six.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. How's he going to break six chopsticks with
he's
his ass?
He's going to do it.
Here he goes.
Oh, no. He
let's do it.
I know, it's like a Kevlar man thong.
I need to hold a kitty to make a comfort.
Give him a beer.
Oh, yeah, he needs a drink.
This guy's wild. Oh, does he have a social media?
Lisa's in love with this guy.
He's a star. Lisa's a star. He's a star, this guy. We need him for parties, events.
I'll sign him. Oh, my God, that must have been like eight chopsticks.
You're right.
Get him a podcast already.
What is his underwear made out of?
It's really the underwear is doing most of the work.
Yes.
He's a mayor.
Again.
Look at his socks.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's very, very petite. He's wearing lady socks.
Oh, that looks like that hurt him, though. That did hurt him. Did it hurt him?
Well,
it was his beehole. Is he okay?
Who knows what they're saying? Is who knows okay? What kind of filth?
Yeah, one guy's holding the teddy bear.
Yeah, I know. Poor guy.
That's the guy we're talking about.
That's a guy with a lot of problems.
Just because it's for comfort.
He breaks one like it's nobody's business. Like one chopstick he can break without even blinking.
See, he's also using the lower part of the butt to really put the force down.
Yeah.
He's not relying so much on his glutes as much as his chubby cheeks.
Oh, he's getting tired. His ass is getting tired.
Oh, God. Oh, is he done? Is he done? Oh,
this is the end
of
Lisa's party right here. He can't break anymore. She's like, all right, go.
You can do it. Do it. Oh, my God. No, don't fail. Don't fail now.
Come on, man.
Hey! Oh, there you go. Oh, he's in a lot of pain.
Wouldn't you be? He's shoving wooden sticks up his beehole.
I don't know.
James, does he have social media? Do you know?
I don't have to look him up. I'm not familiar
with
this
guy. What's his name?
His name is Chao Wai Che.
Okay.
Should be a pretty easy Google search.
He's a city councilor in Taipei.
Oh, my God.
City
what
counselor?
A great city councilor.
Yeah. City councilor. You guys think I can't run for office?
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy. Look at this clown.
He's a city councilor.
He's so successful.
He is.
Lisa's going to charter a jet to Japan.
I think so.
She's going to be like, I'm here to make an unlikely friend. I'm looking for Chao Chai Nhaim.
I'm here looking for a... I don't know how to say it.
My plan is to bring you back to the state and be your best friend.
Listen, I had given up all parties. I'd stopped partying, but you are a reason to party again.
You just woke up my party beast.
Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. Please. I just posted the video here if you want to see it. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck.
He would be incredible at one of your parties.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking of your old school parties when you would have like karaoke and crazy people there.
Yeah.
And this guy shows up. You know he's killer at karaoke.
Right.
Yeah.
He puts on a hell of a karaoke show, and then he starts cracking sticks with his ass.
He must be able to sing songs and crack the chopsticks at the same time.
Here's the thing, though, with Lisa. I know how she works. Because after like one or two parties, she'd be like, okay, this is boring.
Yeah.
Lisa is about...
Do you think he'd have any other tricks?
I guarantee it.
He's got all
kinds
of tricks.
This isn't his only trick.
You start lighting those chopsticks on fire, just like you do in those karate tournaments. You're breaking those boards.
If Lisa had this guy at a party on a Friday, Monday, I'd run in here.
I'd just be like, Lisa had the coolest party. I've never seen anything like it.
For Lisa back in the day.
Taiwanese man.
I think it's funny we think we're going to be invited to this party.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it. Way too exclusive for us.
No.
He's a member of the Democratic Progressive Party.
We have the same birthday!
Oh my God!
This is my long-lost Asian brother!
Wow.
Oh my God.
This is really the only time he's made news, though.
Is he part of, Can't Stop the Party? In his politics, I don't believe so.
I do not believe so.
I'm here from the state to talk to you about one thing, and that's parties. How do you feel about them?
Listen,
Lisa, with your ass right now.
There was a time Lisa would have done something like this to ensure that her party was talked about.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the next 10 to 15 years.
Would never forget her
You'd
party.
Never forget that party.
No, of course you would.
Are you kidding me?
A guy breaks chopsticks in his ass?
And a Taiwanese politician is there breaking chopsticks with his ass in just a shirt.
Yeah. And lady socks.
And lady socks. He looks like fun. He looks real
He's
happy.
He's super fun.
Like good energy you want to be around.
Well, yeah. And those other people are like, drinking.
Yeah! He broke it with his ass!
He was being a baboon around that guy.
They were just getting bombed.
They were just getting wasted watching him break chopsticks in his ass.
He's the man.
He's like, Kuyat! Kuyat!
James, you're still doing this tomorrow, all right?
All right,
Stock up on chopsticks because we are going to put it to the test.
You're
going
to have to find your strongest man thong.
Do you have good socks you could wear, too?
He's got tremendous socks.
I have just the socks for the occasion.
That's incredible.
Jason the Jew has volunteered to be your chopstick ass guy, too.
Perfect.
Yep. He'll step in.
See, it says in November last year that whatever his name founded the Can't Stop This Party.
What? Yes, he did. Can't stop this part.
He didn't mention anything about that on Wikipedia.
Holy smokes.
The party is
to bring laughter to the small country. Can't stop this party. Lisa's going to be a part of the Can't Stop This Party.
So good. I looked it up, but all I found was that the Pitbull song.
The
Pitbull.
The party was officially approved. It was officially approved by the Ministry of the Interior in February.
That's so cool.
This guy's ahead of the curve, man. The party song will be by none other than great artist of all time, Peterborough. Can't stop this party.
There was a thing that said Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Can't stop this part of Taiwan.
Oh.
There it is.
21-minute report on it.
It made me want to live in Taiwan.
Which is wild. I would have never.
I'd be a hit. I'd be there breaking chopsticks with them. Yeah! Yeah! That's fun!
All right, well, join us tomorrow morning when we see if James has what it takes to break chopsticks with his ass. He's very confident, and I like that, but will he live up to the challenge? Tomorrow morning, we'll find out here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Start doing some squats tonight.
Yeah, I don't think there's
a Peterborough super clean version.
Yeah, you might want to find out.
Clean version.
Yeah,
super clean.
Here we go.
Peterborough! I can't stop this party! Chopper, chopstick. He's a pura party. Very akura.
I so fun.
Rav. Peterborough.
Oh, you know he would love this.
That's crazy.
Yeah! I'm gonna make an American political party that's based all on this guy's plan.
Can't stop the party. Let's do it. I'm buying
it.
The world needs it.
Can't stop this party.
Oh my God.
Some positivity.
I'd be like, no, I'm gonna leave you guys with this guy from Taiwan. Thanks for coming and checking out my speech. This guy's from Taiwan. He's gonna love what he does. He's in tiny underwear. And he's going to use his little Taiwan ass to break chopsticks for you guys. Whoop! And I got Pitbull!
Yeah!
I got Pitbull! Get something voted! Keep your donations coming! We're going to get somewhere! It's the Let's Party Party! It's the Let's Party Party Party!
Oh, let's start it. I want to. So
me
bad.
Too. You got my vote.
Oh, man.
I mean, one of my plans is to try to become sort of a dirty politician, but
yeah.
Sort of. Like, I mean, like, it's fun, dirty, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you'll
get
you
some
don't
stuff
know
done.
What you'll find if you come into my chambers.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll get it done for the people.
And I'll have Pitbull at every event.
Is there any video of any Asian karaoke to that song?
Oh, now you asked for it, Chuck.
Incredibly.
That's good. I hope so.
Don't stop the party. Asian karaoke. Let's see.
Come on.
Please. No, it doesn't seem to. There's karaoke, but that's
Pitbull definitely has to be a part of this whole thing because he's
got to be.
He's fun too.
He's the face of the movement.
Yes. I'm not a hit.
Pitbull is the face of the movement.
What a dream.
He dances really good.
Yeah. I'd just be like, you guys are in for a real treat. If you stick it out for my whole speech, at the end, everybody's getting Corona beers. And you're in for a treat because I got Pitbull.
Oh, that's great.
That's incredible.
Can't find him.
Unfortunately, I cannot find him. No Asian person doing.
God damn it.
Wow.
Don't stop the party.
I'll make it my mission. I'll find it.
The party has stopped. It's got to be out there.
It's got to be.
Somebody.
It's got to be.
There's a lot of party songs, like don't stop the party songs.
People hate when a party stops.
This is just the music, man. It's just karaoke and yourself.
Hey, 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 hey. I don't know the lyrics.
It's not tough to sing without the words on the screen.
I get insecure because I don't know all the lyrics.
So there you go, our new hero, the leader of the Can't Stop the Party Party.
Oh, my God.
Who can break chopsticks with his ass.
He'll be my vice.
Be my day.
My vice president.
Oh, man.
It's incredible, really.
It really is. So, yeah, tomorrow morning, James will be breaking stuff with his ass.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Join us for that. Yes, absolutely. Let's hope.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This is actually a pretty well done commercial. It's out in New Zealand. They've launched a campaign on how to talk to your kids about porn. And they're using humor to get the point across, right? Okay. It stars a male and female. I guess there are two porn stars from New Zealand. And they ring a doorbell.
Wonder how hot New Zealand porn star chicks are.
You're about to find out. This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com again.
Pretty hot so far.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be in great shape, right?
Hiya, I'm Sue. This is Derek. We're here because your son just looked us up online, you know, to watch us.
That's how every guy there looks.
Matt, darling, good to see you. So he watches you online?
Yeah, you know, on his laptop.
She's not great.
PlayStation.
Not his great. Phone, your phone.
Smart TV projector.
Yeah, anyway, we usually perform for adults, but your son's just a kid. He might not know how relationships actually work. We don't even talk about consent, do we? No, we just get straight to it.
Yeah, and I'd never act like that in real life.
Hey, Maddie.
There's the kid.
Okay, Sandra. Stay calm. You know what to do here. All right, Maddie. It sounds like it's time to have a talk about the difference between what you see online and real-life relationships. No judgment.
Many young Kiwis are using porn to learn about sex. Keep it real online. Get help and advice at keepitrealonline.govt.nz.
It's pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, as a teenage boy, if the porn stars you were looking at online showed up at the door in front of your mom?
Get in here, quit with me.
Get in here, quit.
Jesus Christ, Ryan.
Follow me upstairs. Don't make a single peep. I just found out about my powers to make things happen. I just know with my mind, my wishes.
I just know my kid is always walking around the house and with his like PlayStation earphones on, constantly talking to his buddies. So it'd just be like even when like he's not even close to playing the game, and he's walking around the house. He's got those things on, talking to
guys. We got a real development here. Riley Reed is actually my front porch.
You serious?
Yeah.
You gotta let us go, man.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be able to go into war zone. Figure this out. I got some stuff to deal with.
It is crazy to even just think about your spawn even knowing who a porn star is.
Yes, it absolutely is.
And I know they all do.
Of course,
I know they all do.
They have access to it.
I know they all do.
Way more access than we ever did.
I never really thought to have
speak
any
to
kind
them about
of
that.
Well, about like the there's so you many nuances of it all.
I did. The only thing that, and it's, I will say that Aiden and I have pretty like open communication. There's certain things, of course, we don't touch on. But I did when he was, because I knew he was maturing very fast.
Yeah.
I did say, hey, just keep in mind that some of the stuff you see on the internet when it comes to porn, of course, that's not real life.
Right. Yeah.
That's not actually how things play out. I did this as far. I left it there. I didn't get into detail. Yeah. I didn't get graphic.
I don't really have to worry about Rome.
Yes, you do. Of course you do.
No.
Stop it.
He's not going to have a boatload of chicks knocking his door.
Stop it! Oh, he will.
Mm.
He'll deal with that. But they have to know that that's not, like, if they're basing reality on that perception, porn, it's not real life.
Right.
And they are exposed to it so much, they need to be aware of that. So it's a pretty neat campaign in New Zealand. Of course, they're a lot more progressive, though, than we seem to be here. You can see that at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to check it out. The removal of a massive beehive is making its way around the internet. This happened in Memphis, Tennessee. A 30-foot beehive had to be removed from a home. That story from WREG-TV.
Bartlett Bee Whisperer.
That's roughly 4 feet of comb.
Today we caught up with David Glover at a bee rescue and removal at a Germantown home. But it's a hive removal he did last week that has the internet buzzing. A Facebook post with more than 120,000 shares. People fascinated by what they saw. Glover initially thought he would be removing about 8 feet of comb from a historic house set to be remodeled in Whiteville. That's about an hour outside of Memphis. The heat map looked promising. Then the removal started.
This is huge. This is the biggie. This is the big one.
In all, about 30 feet of combs.
That's 30 linear feet, plus the 15 inches between the studs.
It's the biggest Glover has removed in his 11 years on the job. He believes the bees, all 35,000 to 40,000, had been at the home for 50 years. The bees, including the important queen, were safely taken to a local farm.
We've got white honeycomb in here, which goes up to thick honeycomb up here, and over on the right. Got a ton of bees hiding from us.
Glover, who documents his various bee removals, says it's important to understand how crucial bees are to the environment.
They are very important to not just our ecosystem, because we like honey, but for agriculture. In 2018, that was worth about $29 billion of added agriculture just from the pollination services. So it's very important that these bees that are in people's houses get put back off on farms.
Shay Arthur, WREG, News Channel 3.
I'm fascinated by it.
I know you are.
I really am.
Bees are just so important.
They're like ants that fly.
There, we got an ant thing out here.
I'll take care
of
it.
It's like a New York City of ants, dude. And it pops up every summer.
Well, it's they
eventually
move.
Make their way in here.
Yeah, they build them between the cracks and the skin out there. And it's like, it's huge.
That's when we lost James's birthday cake to ants, remember?
Oh, man, so sad.
I got him especially made.
All the time and it bothers me.
I know, I'm sorry. Cheeseburger birthday cake.
Cheeseburger.
And the ants just, before we could even cut into it, the ants had just devoured it.
That was a sad day.
Destroyed it.
It's so insane how they will find, they will find it. Sugar.
Yeah.
Ants will find it.
Yeah. Yep.
But James is dealing with bees, not the regular bees, the carpenter.
Oh, carpenter bees?
Big old carpenter bees.
Yeah.
These things are terrifying.
Yeah, they won't hurt you at all.
Oh, they won't?
No.
Oh. They'll sting you, though, right?
I never had an issue with
I don't think they really care about you.
They just want to destroy my deck.
They're just trying to dig into your deck.
They got me a trap. I've already caught one.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn. Take that.
I always love the bumblebees because they're like the fat version of regular bees.
Yeah. And these ones look like the fat version of a fat bumblebee.
Yeah, they're terrifying. I was telling Lisa earlier that I think the only insect that I'm probably more scared of than these carpenter bees would be a tarantula.
Really?
Like, it's huge.
I know, but
seen them at our old place. They drilled a hole right through like our wooden pool house, and they kept making hole. And they were big.
Yeah, they were big.
I've never seen a bee so big.
James, oh, no, they're huge.
Dealing with all, like, the same things I've been dealing with for years. So now, like, the woodchucks, he has
so every time I have a problem, I'm like, hey, Lisa, have you dealt with woodchucks?
Eating your plants outside.
Yeah. This is a funny story.
Yeah.
So we thought the woodchuck, my dog and the woodchuck got into a little skirmish. So we're like, oh, the woodchuck's gone. We haven't seen him since, Chloe got at him. And then one morning over the weekend, I get up early, making a little coffee. I look out my window, and I see this woodchuck just sunning on the deck, like not giving a single F.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go out there to scare him away. Son of a bitch was eating on my weed plants.
He was nibbling on my weed plants.
What?
He was like, damn, this woodchuck is the best, man.
They're not even flowering yet.
Oh my God. He's wild. I don't know what I eat. I don't know what I I eat.
You ate two leaves.
But I love it.
Yeah. Two leaves off of my sour diesel plant. Son of a bitch.
Oh. Son of a bitch. He didn't know what
those
happened.
Plants need those leaves to get that sun to grow. So I can get high in the fall.
So he was just baking on your deck, like totally yeah. baked out.
Yeah.
The woodchuck, that's the thing that was eating that piece of pizza, right? Right
yes.
at the, right
yes.
in front of those
Same
cats.
Thing. Yep.
They don't give
they
an
don't
F.
care.
He gives zero Fs. I'm like,
no,
oh,
they
man.
Don't.
Got to get somebody to come in and trap this woodchuck and get him out of here.
Oh, the stoned woodchuck would be something to see, though.
It would. I thought it was hilarious because I'm like, oh, you know, they eat my basil plant. You yeah. know, and then James yeah, tells me that like, story. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious.
He's stoned out of his mind.
I literally just moved them outside to absorb all this nice heat and sun, and son of a bitch is already nibbling some of the leaves off.
Oh, my God.
He'll be back, probably. I don't know. Maybe he won't. Maybe it freaked him out.
No, he was back. He was there in the backyard yesterday.
Oh, he likes it.
I don't know why. I think they're so cool.
They're not cool. They're cool
until
from,
you have them
yeah,
from a
they're,
distance.
They're a nuisance.
I always think it's funny. You get like guys say woodchuck. I always say groundhog.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I guess
they're
the same
one.
Thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Also, groundhog, also known as
Must
a woodchuck,
be like a regional mm-hmm. thing. In Ohio, we call them
groundhog.
Groundhog.
You didn't grow up with how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
I'd heard it, but I was like, "What in the Christ, a woodchuck?" What
yeah.
And then I. Like it's a groundhog.
Yeah, I always thought they're two different animals. I thought the groundhog like burrowed, like dug tunnels and lived in the ground.
Oh, there's one that lives.
They live in the ground, right?
Lives over here. He's always up to groundhog stuff in the morning.
Yeah,
my big pest issue is. Remember, I told you the woodpeckers have been attacking yeah. like our outdoor porch. They have now pecked through from one side to the other.
A complete
and
hole.
They have a complete wood like woodpecker tunnel that Whoa. They fly into, and they've made
they have a
like
tunnel.
Yeah,
oh,
like the entire gonna... front part of my...
Oh, that's bad.
They can fly in one side and scurry along.
How...
They must have been pecking for a year.
But this I'm saying, like, how long is the tunnel?
The whole length of my porch. Outdoor porch.
So you're, like,
so
a
probably,
long...
Oh, yeah, probably oh. 20 feet.
Oh, my
sucks,
God.
Sucks, dude.
How did
so you
they
to
do
get
that,
that fixed?
Well, I'm not listening to, like, they've just been pecking.
You yeah. said it was annoying. You were having trouble with
yeah,
the sound,
but I
right?
thought they just were pecking to try and, but it was styrofoam, right? I thought they were just pecking through. Well, they found the front part has is a hole, is hollow.
Yeah.
So they pecked in, and then they pecked out, and now they've got a little.
Oh, I bet they've got babies in there, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to clear them out.
Yeah.
Got to get rid of them.
You're going to have to do something, because it's going to be. That They'll sucks. Keep coming back.
They'll come yeah. back every year, probably.
Well, I gotta.
Yeah,
we gotta
got a woodpecker condominium.
Peck right them their right way out of here.
Yeah,
well, they can live, but they can live elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. You know those like big wreaths that you put up on your door.
Mm-hmm.
So one was hanging on the door, and I don't know, it was like a spring one or whatever, and a robin and its partner made a nest in it. And had four baby birds.
In
so you can't touch it.
Right.
Because, you know, they yeah. hatched and they're...
They're just living.
Just living.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What a place to build a nest.
Yep, it is weird. By the way, overly straight guy Ken reached out to let us
know. He will handle it.
No, he said that there are only female carpenter bees can sting and they usually don't. They're harmless. He's got about a dozen of them.
Yeah.
Huh.
They go away after a certain time, too.
Ken Carpenter bee fact.
That's it.
You know, Ken has a lot of facts that you would never believe.
Yeah.
Ken's lived a lot of life. He's had a lot of separate adventures. He was a pirate for a while.
He's had a lot of listening fires to think things through.
He gave me some advice on planting flowers.
Gardening with Ken.
Petunias. I was like, wow, you got your petunias already?
Now it's time for gardening with Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd watch any show like that.
He's like, today we're going to grow tomatoes.
He talked about his tomato plants.
Yeah.
I'd be glued.
He's a homemaker.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Dairy Queen, Chuck.
Yes.
Is turning 80. They're celebrating their 80th birthday June 22nd. You should definitely drop off a gift.
Don't let them die.
No, no, no. They had to release a new creation to celebrate their 80th birthday. So they've released the Pinata Party Blizzard.
Talk to me.
It's pink. Chuck, your favorite.
Yep.
It consists of a blend of vanilla soft serve,
yep,
cake pieces, cake batter pieces, and icing. It's topped with a swirl of whipped cream and colorful confetti candy-like bits.
Yeah, it's too much for me. Not it's not, scene, it's right? not my
it
scene.
Sounds like too much.
It's not my scene. But I appreciate them, and I will stop by later, give them a gift.
The queen desires a Heath Blizzard.
Yes.
Have you ever had their hot dogs from there?
No.
Dairy no, Queen hot dogs.
I eat their burgers.
Their
they
burgers.
Have a,
what they called the Brazier too. Burger?
Mm-hmm. Brazier.
Brazier.
Yeah. I never the Brazier hot dog.
Two burgers for $4.
Then. Not all of them have
the food.
The no. food. No. Yeah, yeah. Well,
but the food is solid.
Sometimes they'll have hot dogs, mm-hmm, but no burgers. Mm-hmm. But I love their burgers.
I just never thought to get a hot dog from there, to be totally honest.
You heard good things.
Good review, good things. Huh?
Positive reviews.
Word on the street is good DQ dogs.
God damn.
You haven't had one.
I haven't had one.
So you can't. It's not first hand.
We got one of the Grill and Chills near us.
Yeah, that's what the place that I go to is.
So they got the food and the...
Can't go in there.
We rarely ever go there. Yeah, but that's what... It definitely looks too much. Look at those candy pieces falling out of that blizzard.
Yeah, that's like they cored it out and filled it full of candy.
It looks like what's in cereal or something.
Yeah, that's too much for me. You gotta be a young person, I think, though.
Yeah, it looks like for young people.
Like Stella would love kids. That.
Thing, yeah, you know? Stella... Mm-hmm. Would definitely love that.
Yeah, the Dairy Queen by me is just ice cream. And I went in there one time, and I can't go back. It was so weird, because I went in there to buy a cake for one. And,
It
was like, it was just me, one fat, sad human being, and then, like, 40 children celebrating, like, a birthday party. Mm. And it's, like, appropriate for them to have, like, ice cream time.
Sure.
Yeah. But me, it's just like, it's like, it was such a polarizing opposite view, right? It's like the kids are like the epitome of happiness,
mm-hmm,
and then I'm the epitome of sadness. At the back of the line, we're holding an ice cream cake with Andy? Reese's cups on it.
Andy?
Yeah?
Well, you didn't realize.
Yeah?
You were just a queen.
I am a queen.
You are a queen.
You were just a queen.
No one
there judged you.
I never realized that about myself.
No one there judged you. They don't judge a queen.
You can't judge a queen.
No.
Embrace your queen.
Sweet. Yep.
I will.
You're fine.
You don't ever say something like, oh, I'm picking this up for a kid's party, too. Yeah,
I think the second you say what you're doing it for, they know.
You're lying.
That it's a lie.
They just
saw right through me.
No,
yeah.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah.
Like when I asked for those dilly bars at the last second at the window, they knew it was just me going to eat 8 dilly bars.
I put an order in at a Dairy Queen and paid money and then felt such great shame I didn't go get it.
I'm not even.
No,
it
was brutal, dude. It was several blizzards for one.
No, you just let it slide.
I couldn't. After I ordered it, I'm like, you can't go in there.
Get
that.
Because they would have expected a carload of people to be there and be like,
and just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And I called him to try to cancel, and they were like, it was like some young, cool kid, you know, and he's like, bro, we can't. Cancel it, but we can put it in the freezer for you and have you wait for it, man. I'm like, I'll totally be there for that. I mean, I did. I felt such great shame. I was like, I can't.
You just got to
waddle my fat ass out to my Renegade and go to this place.
You just got to realize.
And pick up 4 Reese's Blizzards for me.
Your royalty.
I was like, I can't. I was like, you keep the $20. I'm a queen, and I appreciate what you've done.
They should do it like Planet Fitness does, like no judgment zones, right?
I feel
that's
like
what they should do. If they slap they that know. On there,
I'm sure it's no judgment, but they just like, I don't know. I just was like, you can't go get that. What are you thinking?
Sometimes you want to try a few of the blizzards, though.
Sometimes one blizzard's not enough.
Yeah.
I eat that on the ride home, and then it's like I didn't even go have a special treat.
Yeah.
So, eating a blizzard while driving, that's a talent.
I've been cheating on the Heath.
Yeah?
A little bit.
With what?
Snickers.
Oh.
It's a fine candy bar.
The Snickers blizzard right now.
Kick ass.
Has me.
Yeah.
It's not too hard on your teeth with the frozen parts of the Snickers bar?
I don't have any of those issues.
Wow. Hmm.
Yeah, I need a Dairy Queen with a drive-thru, right? Because there's less shame in a drive-thru.
Well, that's mine as a drive-thru.
See, I don't have that. You have to walk in and you have to face them.
Face the music, huh?
I'm here for four Reese's Blizzards. Yes, I need a carrying case. Order for Andy.
Yeah, man. No, you got to go to the drive-thru.
I did. I went to the
drive-thru. Order for Andy. Yeah,
I feel like the drive-thru, they know more that you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yep. If you go inside, you just say people are waiting in the car.
Yeah. I know.
In fact, get a little like cutouts or something, or little blow-up dolls and fill your car up.
That's a wild scene. A man with several blizzards and then a blow-up doll. I get arrested, right?
Yeah. He's not having his tabs.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
You're up to something. I don't know what. Four blizzards and a blow-up sex doll?
It can't be good.
Jesus.
By the way, I guess DQ is huge in the South, and they in Texas, they even serve breakfast.
Really?
Went to breakfast at DQ with the family. They had biscuits and gravy.
They say, Lisa, you can't beat the footlong and some onion rings from there.
Onion rings.
Haven't had it.
They do good work. They do good work all around.
Mm. I think they're always struggling, though. Like Dave said, there's a place like that around you, and like no one really.
Yeah. Some of them look like they've been hit by a missile. And then some of them look like...
I know, ours looks beautiful. Ours is like fairly new.
I see a lot of ones that look like they were there for 80 years, too.
Wow, this is a mind-blowing.
I know, it really is. There's the DQ Country breakfast plate, biscuit sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, egg busters. They've got taquitos, biscuits with sausage gravy.
Yeah, in Texas, it's illegal to not have biscuits and gravy.
They're all in like one zone.
Oh, that's the fattest part of Texas right there.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh my God.
It's one spot.
There's one spot and breakfast is available just
it's
in the...
It's got to be one guy owns all of those, right?
Oh, my God.
It's one dude and he keeps opening them up.
He's got 9 DQs in this one part of Texas and they all serve breakfast. They're the only breakfast DQs in the country.
How fat are those people?
In Tyler, Texas.
150 miles like southeast of Tech of what is it? Dallas.
Dallas, yeah.
There is a vein of fatness.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a glory hole.
It's a glory hole of fatness. And this guy's like, what if we give these fat bitches biscuits and gravy?
I almost feel like he's gone against DQ policy here.
Yeah. Well, it's on DQ's official website. Oh, no, he's got his own website, DQTyler.com.
Yes, it's his own.
It's his own. He's got his own. Yeah, that's his own DQ website.
Well, that's why those are the only ones showing up on the map.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so maybe there's more. There could be more. But that's it for now.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.